Hi everybody, my name is Nelly, and I am the voice of this radio station. Today our topic is dress for the job. We will give teenagers out there important career advice on what clothes to wear at your new job or what to wear at an interview. If you have any questions, you can also call us or send us an email. We have invited Bruce, a career advisor, who will tell you exactly what to do. Hi, Bruce.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
So, Bruce, what exactly are we going to talk about today?
Well, Nelly, a lot of teenagers, or I should say young adults, go to a job interview or dress for their new job and make a lot of mistakes. Clothes are never an issue in school. Most teenagers wear a school uniform, so they don't have to worry about their everyday clothes. But when you start working, or you go to an important appointment for your job, you need to dress right.
So, what advice can you give our listeners today?
In some jobs, there may be a dress code. This is a list of rules about what you're expected to wear. For example, a dark suit for accountants, lawyers, or secretaries. But in most jobs, you don't need to wear a formal uniform like a policeman or a doctor. So you may think that you can decide yourself how to dress.
And can you?
Well, in fact, there are usually dress codes wherever you work. A good tip is to dress to match the job you're doing and to fit in with the other workers. The trick is to keep some of your own style, but at the same time, try not to look too different. Our checklist will be useful for most jobs.
So, what's on your checklist?
Rule number one, I already mentioned, the clothes you wear should match the job you do. That's really important. Also, your clothes should always be neat and clean. No holes or dirt. The same goes for your shoes. Don't think people don't look at them. For girls, it's important that they don't wear too much makeup and no piercings in your nose or lips. Your nails should be clean and not too long. Your hair should be neat and clean. Hats or caps are a no-go in an office job.
Wow, there are a lot of things to consider. And what about dressing for a job interview?
Well, the rules here are almost the same, but you should dress a little bit better than you would as an employee. So it's important to find out before your interview if there is a dress code. For example, formal or not so formal. You can watch employees arrive at work and find out that way.
What about tattoos and jewellery?
Well, to be on the safe side, don't show the tattoo and take the jewellery off for the interview.
So it's important to think about your clothes.
Oh, yes. It doesn't matter what career you choose. Think carefully about what the clothes you wear say to others. You want to make a good first impression.
Okay, Bruce. Thank you very much. If you have more questions about clothes, call us or write an email.